Welcome to the Dr. Data Show. I'm Eric Siegel, and in this episode, I'll cover 5 insights from my new book, The AI Playbook. Find out more about the book at bizml.com. The new book covers BizML, which is the name I gave to a 6-step practice playbook paradigm framework, a business practice to run machine learning projects successfully through to deployment. The book, released just one day today, has been receiving good feedback, positive affirmations thus far, including standing as, for example, the number one audiobook in data science on Amazon. Search my name on Spotify, you'll see I've been on dozens of podcasts about the book, and I was on Bloomberg Radio last week on the book and publicly officially coming out as an AGI skeptic. I will link to that 10-minute radio segment in the show notes. Because instead of AI hype, let's focus on concrete value. Let's get these models deployed. They're not valuable till they're deployed. The book was selected as a Next Big Idea Club must read. And because of that, they invited me to provide an audio transcript and recording of these 5 insights. So what's coming right up isn't, in fact, that very audio recording that's also available in the Next Big Idea Club app. Or just keep listening here. I really do think these positive feedback and affirmations is because I think I timed this book pretty well. It's time to professionalize the machine learning industry, the machine learning business side profession, the business side practice. Let's not just do good number crunching. Let's get it deployed. And it's a business leadership practice, a framework where we really engage deep collaboration with business side stakeholders along with data scientists. That's the theme. So without further ado, I present to you 5 insights from the AI Playbook. 5 insights from the AI Playbook by Eric Siegel. I'm Eric Siegel, the founder of Machine Learning Week, a former Columbia professor, and the author of the AI Playbook. Let's talk about the actual value of AI, or to be concrete, the value of machine learning, which is the basis for and what many mean by AI. Machine learning predicts outcomes, such as whether you're gonna click, buy, lie, or die. And this empowers companies to boost sales, cut costs, prevent fraud, streamline manufacturing, and strengthen healthcare. As Morgan Vaughter of Unilever put it in my book's foreword, machine learning's practical deployment represents the forefront of human progress, improving operations with science. But this technology has turned out to be notoriously difficult to launch. In fact, the success rate of new machine learning projects is dismal. Outside a handful of leading companies, machine learning initiatives routinely fail to deploy, never realizing value. In the AI Playbook, I offer a solution, a 6-step practice for launching machine learning called BizML that's fit for wide adoption. The practice ushers machine learning projects from conception to deployment. I illustrate this practice in the book with stories of success and of failure from the likes of UPS, FICO, and prominent.coms. Here are 5 insights from the book. Insight number 1. The world loves machine learning too much, which actually impedes its deployment. Let me explain. We fetishize the core technology, the awesome capability to learn from data, which distracts from the rigorous practical planning needed to get it launched. We're enamored with how it works, the very idea of it, rather than what it will do for you, the value. Yes, machine learning is totally the coolest. It's the world's most important general purpose technology. It can improve almost any large scale process. But in a way, it's become too hot for its own good, for all the hoopla about it, often branding it as AI. The gritty details of how its deployment improves business operations are often glossed over.
The hype misleads people by feeding a common misconception that I call the machine learning fallacy. Here's what people mistakenly believe. Since machine learning algorithms work, they succeed in generating predictive models that hold up for new unseen situations, which is amazing and true. The models they generate are intrinsically valuable. Not true. The value of machine learning comes only by launching it to enact organizational change. After generating a model with machine learning, you capture its potential value only when you deploy it so that it actively improves operations. Until a model is used to reshape how your organization works, it's useless, literally. A model doesn't solve any business problems on its own, and it ain't going to deploy itself. Machine learning can be the disruptive technology it's cracked up to be, but only if you disrupt with it. Unfortunately, businesses often fail to bridge the biz tech culture gap, a disconnect between data scientists and business stakeholders. Many business professionals are inclined to forego the particulars as too technical, partly because they've been seduced into seeing this stunning technology as a panacea that solves problems on its own. They defer to data scientists for any project specifics. But when they're ultimately faced with the operational change that a deployed model would incur, they're taken off guard and hesitate to alter operations that are key to the company's profitability. As a result, only 22% of data scientists say that their models developed to enable a new process or capability usually deploy. It's so ironic. People tend to focus more on the technology than how it should deploy, which is like being more excited about the development of a rocket than its launch. Insight number two. Backward planning is key to a successful machine learning launch. The first step of the BizML practice introduced in the AI playbook is to plan precisely how machine learning will be deployed to improve operations. This is a simple and yet surprisingly underutilized trick of the trade. In the book, I detail a glowing example from UPS. The company used machine learning to streamline its deliveries of 16 million packages a day. This use of machine learning is a key component of an optimization system that also prescribes driving routes, which annually saves the company 185 million miles of driving, 8 million gallons of fuel, $350 million, and 185,000 metric tons of emissions. This tremendous win came not just from advanced number crunching, but only when this century-old company was able to change its established ways. That's machine learning deployment, the culminating step of a machine learning project where predictions take action and make a measurable difference in everyday operations. The leader of this initiative, a man by the name of Jack Levis, not only led the idea formation and number crunching, but he also tackled a much greater challenge, implementing big operational change. He had to convince executives and, by way of a change management team that grew to 700 people, he also had to train great numbers of personnel working on the loading docks and driving the delivery trucks to follow new procedures that were built on the predictions generated with machine learning. What exactly does UPS predict with machine learning and why? Well, that brings me to insight number three. Business professionals must upskill on a semi-technical understanding. To deeply collaborate on and make critical contributions to machine learning projects, all stakeholders need to ramp up on some surprisingly accessible and totally fascinating know-how. This means getting your hands a bit dirty. You can't just say, let's throw awesome technology at this problem. You need to get concrete about how the predictions that machine learning delivers will actively improve operations. In a nutshell, here's what you need to know about each project. What's predicted, how well, and what's done about it. For example, UPS improved its system that assigns packages to delivery trucks by predicting which destination addresses will receive a package tomorrow. These predictions augment the list of known deliveries so that a more optimal overall plan across trucks and packages can be carried out, loading the trucks overnight for the departure in the morning. The thing is, stakeholders have got to concern themselves with the gory details in order to help guide the project to a successful launch. This includes the full specifics about exactly what the project should predict. For UPS, this came down to, for each destination, how many package deliveries across how many truck stops will be required. Here's an example. The group of three office buildings with 24 business suites at 123 Main Street will require two stops with three packages each by 8:30 a.m. This kind of data literacy is for everyone. It's like driver's education, not auto mechanic school. I wrote the AI playbook in order to get any reader up to speed. Painlessly, I promise. Once you've ramped up, more than anything, non-data scientists like you are exactly what machine learning projects need. Another example covered in the book is FICO, which has developed a predictive model used to screen all transactions for 2.6 billion payment cards worldwide. That's two-thirds of the world's cards, including about 90% of those in the US and the UK. For each card transaction, it predicts whether it's fraudulent. What's done about each prediction? I think you already know. Your bank's system automatically decides, instantaneously, whether to allow or hold your payment. Okay, so when I mentioned what's predicted and what's done about it, I also mentioned a third critical factor, how well it predicts, which brings us to insight number four. If you aren't measuring value, you're not pursuing value. Once you've established what machine learning will predict, the next question is how well it predicts. Fortunately, evaluating its performance doesn't require becoming a technical expert, since you can benchmark a machine learning model without regard to its inner workings. We can judge how well it predicts without necessarily judging how it predicts. Now, you will often hear of accuracy, a simple tally of how often a model predicts correctly. But accuracy is not only the wrong measure for most machine learning projects, it also feeds a common fallacy that tremendously mismanages expectations. In the book, I debunk some actual headlines, such as Newsweek, AI can tell if you're gay. Artificial intelligence predicts sexuality from one photo with startling accuracy. And The Daily Mail, AI-powered scans can identify people at risk of a fatal heart attack almost a decade in advance with 90% accuracy. Models don't generally predict anywhere near as well as a perfect magic crystal ball. So what kind of meaningful, useful number can you put on how well models do predict? There are two ways. The first, which is important to data scientists, is with technical metrics such as accuracy, often misleading, and a more useful one called lift, which is a kind of predictive multiplier. How many times better than guessing does it predict? There are many such metrics, and they're helpful to data scientists for quantifying a model's relative predictive performance, but they're insufficient because they provide no direct reading on the absolute business value a model could deliver. The other, which is important to business-side stakeholders, is with business metrics, also known as key performance indicators, such as profit, savings, return on investment, and number of customers saved. These are straightforward for any stakeholder and relate directly to business objectives. They tell you the true value of the imperfect predictions machine learning delivers. But it turns out that technical metrics dominate the machine learning practice. They're pretty much the only kind of metric that most data scientists are trained to work with. This causes a deadly disconnect that leaves stakeholders lacking visibility into the value. They have no meaningful read on how good a model is, since they can't make an informed decision on authorizing deployment. This often derails projects entirely. Wah, wah, wah. Although bridging this divide is rare, it's totally a surmountable challenge. Just make sure you get a data scientist who is committed to doing so. Now, once these best practices are in place, the stars align for deployment, but in addition to ensuring the project's business performance is good, make certain that your deployment is also doing good, which brings me to Insight number five, we must take on responsible machine learning as a form of social activism. When you use machine learning, you're not just optimizing models and streamlining business, you're governing. In effect, models embody and implement policies that control access to opportunities and resources, such as credit, employment, housing, and even freedom when it comes to arrest prediction models that inform parole and sentencing. Insurance risk models determine what each policyholder must pay, and targeted marketing determines who gains discounts, exclusive deals, and even the awareness of certain financial products. When ML acts as a gatekeeper to these opportunities, it can perpetuate or magnify social injustice, adversely affecting underprivileged groups by undeservingly denying access disproportionately often. For starters, I advocate for the following standards, which I consider necessary but not sufficient. Prohibit discriminatory models. That is, don't allow models to make or influence decisions based even in part on protected classes like race and ethnicity. And ensure that costly errors, where the system makes a wrong decision that disadvantages an individual, do not take place more for one protected group than another. I also advocate for a person's right to explanation for algorithmic decisions, at least in the public sector. The thing is, companies generally refuse to take a stand on issues like these. They're mostly frozen by the vacuous cosmetics demanded by corporate public relations. It's often only to posture when firms call for machine learning deployment to be fair, unbiased, accountable, and responsible. These are vague platitudes that don't alone guide concrete action. Declaring them, corporations perform ethics theater, protecting their public image rather than protecting the public. Rarely will you hear a firm come down explicitly on one side or the other for the standards I just mentioned, for example. This means that the fate of the millions of people affected by machine learning rests in the hands of individuals, proactive leaders, to ensure that this technology is deployed responsibly. I'm talking to you, dear listener. By establishing ethical standards as a form of social activism, we can take a stand that makes a positive difference, rather than only conveying vague platitudes. Okay, those are five insights from the AI Playbook. Thanks for listening. I hope you find the book of value. Here's to your next successful machine learning launch.